NOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Alaska State Troopers say a man died in a fire that burned a small house in the community of Shagaluk. Troopers say the man's name will be released after positive identification by the state medical examiner. Troopers took the call at 4 in the afternoon Saturday that a 10-by-16-foot home was on fire. Spokesperson Beth Ibsen says the home burned to the ground. The home was heated with a wood stove, but the cause of the fire has not been determined. Shagaluk is on the Innoko River, a tributary of the Yukon in southwest Alaska. The population, 130. Ibsen says Shagaluk has no equipment to fight major fires. And officials with the American Red Cross of Alaska say a shelter will be opened for people in the Kenai Peninsula who have been displaced from homes because of flooding. The Red Cross says it is assisting four families who have been affected by flooding. The shelter is set to open Monday at the National Guard Armory in Kenai in anticipation for rising groundwaters forcing more people from their homes. According to the Red Cross, as many as 60 households on the peninsula have been affected by heavy rains and ground saturation. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor and the Kenai City Manager issued local disaster declarations Tuesday for damage to property. And with the Alaska Center for Energy and Power still looking for what's called the upflow zone at the Pilgrim Hot Springs, the crack where hot water flows out of the bedrock, Unatuck, the landowner, has acquired the well that was drilled this summer. The temperature of the well was not hot enough to produce 2 megawatts of electricity, the magic number needed for the developer to build a power plant and transmission line to Nome. What it does mean is that Unatuck can now work on developing the Pilgrim Hot Springs site. Unatuck is a coalition of Native and regional organizations, and Bering Straits Native Corporation Vice President of Resources and External Affairs, Matt Ganley, says the Alaska Center for Energy and Power created a flow-through pool. It's not a hot tub, but an in-ground pool.
And we hope that that will be, you know, up and running next summer.
But Ganley says a lot of it will depend on the extent of the drilling next summer. Patelco, the company looking to develop the plant and transmission line, did put some money up so ASEP can drill another well next year, this time hopefully at the upflow zone.
If that type of activity is occurring out there next summer, then we probably won't be moving ahead quite so quickly with other improvements, you know, such as a new hot tub and maybe on-site housing and things like that.
But we are pursuing, we've had some discussions with folks with the expertise for greenhouses on site.
Some Unatuck representatives toured the Chena Hot Springs facility during the AFN convention late last month. The Chena has a greenhouse program, an ice hotel, a beautiful outdoor soaking pool, along with an indoor pool.
Folks got to see what's within the art of the possible. You know, when you do have hot springs, and I think people were seeing, everybody was really impressed with the greenhouses and the potential for supplying food and things, you know, in region from an operation in region.
Ganley says with food security and high cost of shipping, having at least a summertime greenhouse operation makes a lot of sense. Of course, Unatuck is still hoping a production well that will bring electricity to Nome will be developed. Wearing traditional clothing and carrying signs saying happiness is togetherness and honor the past, a group walked through Nome on Saturday marking Alaska Native and Native American Heritage Month. Patty Lilly, a participant originally from White Mountain, opened the event with a speech that paralleled the community walk to Alaska Native progress.
With each step we take, we reconnect to one another, strengthening our social ties. With every step, we restore our cultural pride and inherent dignity in hope that we can make our families and our communities stronger.
The first Alaska Native and Native American Heritage Month occurred in 1990. Since then, November has commemorated nationwide the traditions and contributions of Alaska Native and American Indian cultures. Marjorie Tawbone, who helped organize the community walk, encourages the region to research Native history this month and to celebrate their culture's successes.
Throughout Alaska Native history, there have been a lot of negative things happening, but there's so many other great positive things that are happening, far more positive things. So it just seems only right that we try and motivate the youth and the people into a positive direction.
Tawbone hopes people will use this month to recognize their heritage through their everyday actions, even if those actions are not recognized as traditional.
You don't have to native dance or sing or do anything that's quote-unquote traditional to be a traditional person. So that's what we want to get people to think, that even though I go to work every day and I go home and I provide for my kids, that is a traditional way of living because you're being a provider, and that's what our ancestors did for their kids. They were a provider.
Coming up next week, Jim LaBelle, an adjunct faculty member for the University of Alaska Anchorage, will hold workshops on racial equity and historic trauma. The month will end with Kati Luta, a festival celebrating Alaska Native culture with Native dancing, singing, and a potluck. All are invited to attend. Researchers have discovered a bat species in southeast Alaska that was not previously known to inhabit the area. Biologists from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game also discovered that two of the other five species known to live in the area have a larger range than previously realized. Those are among the findings of bat research conducted over the last 3 years. The new species, known as the hoary bat, was detected in downtown Juneau and Auk Lake, as well as in Gustavus, Hoona, and Ketchikan. It's one of the most widely spread bats in North America, but had not previously been detected in Alaska. Researchers also discovered California myotis and Keene's myotis bats farther north than they were known to stray. And congratulations, Alex Gray, Leif Erickson, and Emery Bushu. The three Nanook wrestlers took first place in their weight divisions at the ACS Wrestling Tournament this weekend. The tournament is attended by most 1A, 2A, 3A schools in the state. Nome Belt's athletic director, Pat Callahan, says the ACS Wrestling Tournament is considered to be a preview of the upcoming Class 1A, 2A, 3A state tournament. Nome placed third in team standings. The team will head to Barrow this weekend. Also this weekend, the Nome volleyball team will compete at the Western Conference Tournament Friday and Saturday in Bethel. The top two teams will qualify for the Class 3A state tournament. And a look at the price of gold today, up $2 to $1,318.80. An ounce of silver is down 5 cents to $21.91. It's currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.